getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, the old clock on the wall says it's about time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Here I sit with a big old handful of polka records. And my mission is to play them all at you today. Yep, whether you're listening on a radio or a computer or a smartphone or a smart speaker or I don't know, what else is there? There's a billion different ways to be listening to this stuff these days. So whatever your preferred version, clear the dance floor and turn it up, all right? Let's get things rolling. Is it the Dynastics or the Dynastics? I can convince myself that either way is correct. I think it's the Dynastics, but it could be the Dynastics. I don't know. And it's not even like it's in Polish or German or something, and I can't pronounce it. It's English, and I still can't decide. Anyway, they're going to get us rolling with the Shoeshine Polka. And there you go, the Dynastics have us rolling here on Tim's Oompa Hour for another week. Your old-time oldie show back once again. Look at that list flying into another week in August already. Man, I'm telling you, the seasons are turning. I'm getting emails for winter coats and boots. back to school supplies, all that kind of stuff. Well, back to school's not that far away, but the winter certainly is. I'm getting clearance sales on bikinis and sneakers and stuff that you don't need when it gets cold out. Man, you can tell when it's coming, can't you? I'm not in the mood to even think about it. We still have plenty of summer left, by golly. At least that's the attitude I'm going into this with. It's about 80 degrees here today up in northern Minnesota, so that's like summertime weather, right? Right. Anyway, let's roll on to another tune. I have the Melanie Polka here, Eddie LaPagna and the Polka Masters. There you have it, Eddie LaPagna and the Polka Masters. That's the Melanie Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldie show rolling at you here for another week. Let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum before we get any further into this big pile of records today. World of Accordions, of course, found only in Superior, Wisconsin. Because really, Superior needs something cool to look at. Besides that big lake and all that other stuff. But 1,400 accordions in one place is a force to be reckoned with, let me tell you. I don't even know. You'd have to take a pretty long day to visit the museum and look at all of them. Because, you know, you'll be kind of amazed. A variety of unusual and rare accordions, along with other related musical memorabilia and instruments as well. Don't forget to check out the concert hall. Maybe they'll have a show while you're there. The odds are better if you check their schedule and find out when they've got something going on, maybe coordinate a visit with that. Still nice weather, so some outside activities could be going on when you're here. And, of course, they have the Accordion Repair and Technician School. They have the research facility and all that sort of stuff. Check them out online, worldofaccordions.org. There's a bunch of pictures there, a lot of history, a lot of information at the website, actually. But all it does is whet your whistle to want to go see the place in real life. So check them out, worldofaccordions.org. All right. Now, here's a nifty little record out of Houston, Texas. That's where the record label is anyway. And it's the Little Fishermen of Texas. And I believe this is kind of making excellent use of the bass clarinet. Here's St. Paul's Bullfrog. Fisherman of Texas there, St. Paul's Bullfrog here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Man, you can tell fall is getting here, though. My grandson wrapped up his baseball season. Last year, he was in T-ball, and this year, he's moved up to coach pitch baseball. And every time he go to play, I tell him, now wham that ball real good. He gets a hit like every time he's up, man. That's inspiring because some kids, you know, little kids, this is the second year playing. You know, they're like scared of the ball and the guy throws it and you want to duck instead of wham it, you know. But he did good. Just got the team pictures back today. So got to get a frame and put those up on the piano with all the other grandkid pictures. Because, yes, we are that kind of grandma and grandpa. We got a million pictures of all the grandkids. And now the great grandkids, too. I got a great grandson I picked up on the road this summer. Oh, so yeah. Anyway, you know fall's getting in when they wrap up the baseball season, right? And at our local dirt track, stock car racing is going to wrap up at the end of the month already. Man, time is flying by. Let's have one from Eddie Mack and the orchestra. This is Happy Go Lucky.
Sapreca oženjem, ženu pošlem do roboti, ja šaljenjem poperim. Ti su roboti, moj najmileži, ti su šikovni, lijepo sredivi. Ti su roboti, moj najmileži, ti su šikovni, lijepo sredivi. Kad sam spavao na povali pri ko mnie straszyło. Mala boty, aj kawoty, a sza to mnie patrzyło. I co roboty, mój najmilejszy, ty si szykowny, nie posłynimy. I co roboty, mój najmilejszy, ty si szykowny,
They have it there, Eddie Mac and the orchestra, Happy-Go-Lucky on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Glad to be spinning the records for you this week. I see what the problem here is. See now, this is how live radio goes when things go wrong. Here I'm like, why do I have the wrong color sleeve for that record? Because I put the previous record into the wrong sleeve, which left me the wrong color for the right record. I got to fix the sleeves there. Now we can proceed with the show. We're on a tight ship here at the Oompa Hour. Yeah, right. I have all these Myron Florin albums sitting around, and I hardly ever play them. I don't know why. They're perfectly good records. Here's one. It's the Friendly Tavern Polka. Here's Myron Florin, of course. There you go, a big sound of Myron Florin and the gang there, and the Friendly Tavern Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Hey, don't forget now, if you have a request, dedication, question, comment, want to exchange recipes or give me tune-up tips for, I don't know, some old car or whatever, Oompa Hour headquarters, we got a hotline. They can accept a text or a voicemail message, like even from an old dial phone. It's area code 218-259-2985, okay? 218-259-2985. You can text or you can leave a voice message at that number. You can email oompahour@aol.com. That's easy to remember. And, of course, there's always Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Any of those ways could get your record on the radio. Sometimes I'll get it that week. Sometimes it'll be a while. Depends if I get lucky looking for it, you know? Now, back in the 40s, I think early 40s, might have been the late 30s, now I think about it, Henry Bussey and his orchestra had a big record called Hot Lips. This is not it. This isn't even the same song, but it's titled Hot Lips. Here is Billy Kowalczyk and his orchestra. We'll be right back. There you go. Rousing number from Billy Kowalczyk and his orchestra, Hot Lips, on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Now let's make a move to the great state of Nebraska this week. Al Grebnick and the boys. Al singing. And I think he's singing with somebody. I think it's Ed and Al doing this one together. Hailing from Nebraska. Yeah, I'm looking on here. They've been in Lincoln. They've been in Grand Island. I almost worked at Grand Island once. But, man, 40 years ago, I went to a job interview in Grand Island, Nebraska, but I turned down the job. I just wasn't feeling quite that rural. The great state of Big Flat, Nebraska. Al Grebnick and the boys, and they're doing the Julyta Polka.
Pański koci ma modre oči, on se mnie wyptawał, gdy ja spím w nocy. Żelajda, żelajda, ja cię mam rada. Żelajda, żelajda, ja cię rada mam. A ja spím sama na naší půdě, žádnej tam za mnou vylez nemůže. Žilajda, žilajda, já tě mám ráda. Žilajda, žilajda, já tě ráda mám. Čtyři tam vlezli, jeden tam vostal. Pověz mi, Pepičku, jak jsi se vyspal. Žilajda, žilajda, já tě mám ráda. Žilajda, žilajda, já tě ráda mám. Či, 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 holka křičí, či, že jí něco břiše tlačí. Či, 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 holka křičí, či, že jí něco břiše tlačí, či. Ten panský kočí má modré oči, on se mě vyptává, kde já spím v noci. Žilajda, žilajda, já tě mám ráda. Žilajda, žilajda, já tě ráda mám.
There you have it, Al Grebnick and the boys, a Julyta Polka, Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, every week right here on your radio dial, your computer, your smart screen, phone, speaker thing, whatever. I'm just playing records. How you're listening to it is really no matter to me, just so long as you're listening. That's all I care about. Now, the question is, which president was the one that liked the jelly beans? Remember, was that Reagan? Was it Ronald Reagan was a big jelly bean fan? I think it was. I mean, I could have looked it up, but what fun would that be? Then we don't get to speculate whether or not I'm right or wrong. But the Bob Sanders Orchestra did a song about our jelly bean president. And this one does not come around very often. I don't even know if I've played this on the show before. I must have, but it's been a long, long time. And finally, we've got down to the bottom of the barrel. No, we haven't. But we got into records we haven't got into for a while. Here's Bob Sanders Orchestra and the Jelly Bean President.
Well, they call me the Jelly Bean President. That's R-E-A-G-A, and yes, sirree. I'm strictly for the big business people. And now I got the old folks mad at me. Oh, please pass the jelly beans, Nancy. I'll wash them down with a cup of tea. Now, if I had not won the election, all the Democrats would not be mad at me. Now, the food shortage is causing a crisis, and my jelly bean supply is getting lower. But I think I'll solve the problem, Nancy. I'll sit right back and yell for more. Oh, please pass the jelly beans, Nancy. I'll wash them down with a cup of tea. Now if I had not won the election, I'd be back in California. That means the country's finally got a president who's crazy over jelly beans. Oh, please pass the jelly beans and see. I'll wash them down with a cup of tea. If only I had a foreign policy, all the Democrats would not be mad at me. Now I don't bump my head like Jerry, and I don't lust like Jimmy Nussery, but those Democrats are still out to get me, 'cause once I slept with a chimpanzee. Yes, once I slept with a chimpanzee. Oh, Bonzo, how could you do this to me?
Oh, that was so ridiculous. Oh, but I was highly amused. There you have it. The Jelly Bean President. They should have titled it Hand Me the Jelly Beans, Nancy. That's a better title. Anyway, the Bob Sanders Orchestra and the Jelly Bean President. I got to set that one aside. I have other uses for that record down the road because it's ridiculous, man. I like Vern Meisner records. I've always liked the sound of a Vern Meisner record. I don't think I've played a Vern Meisner waltz in years. So today is the day. Vern Meisner and the orchestra and the I Knew When We Met waltz. Vern Meisner there. I knew when we met. A little waltz in action for you here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Every week this happens, believe it or not. And it's no accident. This is planned out. No, it's not. I grab a handful of records and I have a good time with them is the deal. Here's the deal. And you notice this with a lot of different genres of music. Doesn't have to be old-time music or polka music. Same thing works like with surf music in the world of rock and roll. You know, surf guitar music. You know, like a Dick Dale record or something like that. It works with big band music. It works with rock and roll. Works with all kinds of music. You can name a song just about anything if it's an instrumental. And the disc jockey, you'll think, that's got to be an amazing song because it's got a ridiculous title. And then it turns out it's an instrumental, and you're like, oh, man, I'm disappointed. It's just an instrumental. This is one of those. This is Ray Henry and the orchestra. This one goes way back. Here's the Slam Bang Polka. Ray Henry and his orchestra, the Slam Bang Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Now, if you remember a long time ago, in a land far, far away, I'm sure I've told you this before, many, 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 many moons ago, like nearly 50 years ago, I actually worked at a polka station in St. Paul, Minnesota. I did. It was one of my first radio jobs. In fact, it was my first full-time radio job, now that I think about it. And that was, at the time, it was 1010 WMIN. They're, of course, no longer a polka station. And I'm not even sure what they are now. I know for a while they were an oldie station and the music of your life station. I have no idea what they're up to now. But Ralph Hutmaker and his band did a song as a tribute to the radio station, because in the big Minneapolis-St. Paul area, we were the only radio station played polka music. So it was kind of a big deal for the polka fans. And Ralph Hutmaker did this song, a little tribute tune, the 1010 Polka, because 1010 was our spot on the radio dial. So I always kind of have flashbacks to our little stinky, hot, unair-conditioned studio back in the days when you were allowed to smoke in the studio. And we always had some staff members who were smokers, and there was no air conditioning in the room. And there was a billion records jammed in there, and we had a phone right in the studio so you could call the disc jockey right on the air and say, hey, I want to hear this song, you know, and you'd hear the phone ringing in the studio and everything. Anyway, Ralph Hutmaker did this little record as kind of a salute to the radio station. Here's the 1010 Polka.
when they play the 10-10, I want to dance with you. And you, and you, and you. Polka, polka, 10-10, that's our favorite song. Polka, polka, 10-10, listen all day long. Morning, noon, and evening, made it just for you. Polka, polka, 10-10, WJSW.
There you go, Ralph Huttmaker and the band there, the 1010 Polka. Of course, it was WJSW before it became WMIN. So there's a little salute to my former gig many, 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 many moons ago here on Tim's Hoopa Hour. It is your old time, oldies show. How you doing? You ready for our 78 of the week? Every week we play at least one 78 RPM record, a shellac record. Everything's great when it's on a 78, you know. And I got a Fez Fritchie record here with his Goosetown band. I think we played this a few months ago on the show. It does happen to be another waltz, however, and I know we already played a waltz in the show. So, waltzers, bonus for you, two waltzes in this week's show. Are you ready to go? I'm just letting you get up and get ready to dance here, because I know I got a lot of guys out there only want to do the slow waltz, and they don't want to be polkaing around. Are you ready? Fez Fritchie, the Goosetown band, on an FM 78. There's my darling. Fez Fritchie and his Goosetown band there. Boy, that needle went shooting right into the middle of the label, didn't it? That's our 78 of the week, anyway. Here on Tim's Hoopa Hour, remember, everything sounds great when it's on a 78, right? Right. I'm sure there are people that would argue that, but it's still more funner than playing a 45, right? Now, I've talked about this record before. I had a guy email me. This is a long time ago now, months, probably years ago. And he said he had heard on the show a long time ago a song about there being beer in heaven. Instead of in heaven, there is no beer. There's a song about there being beer in heaven. And I said, well, of course, there's a song like that. I play it on the show. And he said, well, the polka station in the town I live in doesn't believe that song exists. They've never heard it, and they can't find it. So I went to the trouble to dub the record into the computer, make an MP3, and send it to him so he could educate the boys at his local radio station where they had a polka show. Anyway, it's the Musicals did the song, and there is beer in heaven.
No beer, they said there is no beer. They said in heaven there is no beer. But now that we're up here, we'd like you all to hear. In heaven we found a keg of beer.
Everybody!
Why yeah, yeah, why yeah, yeah, we found some beer up here. Why yeah, yeah, why yeah, yeah, come help us drink our beer. But now that we're up here, we'd like you all to hear. In heaven we found a keg of beer.
Let's hear it now.
Why yeah, yeah, why yeah, yeah, we found some beer up here. Why yeah, yeah, why yeah, yeah, come help us drink our beer. Hey! Why yeah, yeah, why yeah, yeah, we found some beer up here. Why yeah, yeah, why yeah, yeah, come help us drink our beer. Hey!
Musicals and the Beer in Heaven polka, not the No Beer in Heaven polka. Here at Tim's Hoopa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. I haven't had a Sucks Fat Dutchman record on for at least 10 minutes. I don't know, it just seems like there's a lot of them. Here's one, good old scratchy extended play 45. They give you that authentic patina when you spin these babies. This is the Musicians Play All Night Polka.
Thank you.
right, there you go. A little Six Fat Dutchman for us here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I'm just realizing, you know, I was talking about I've been sorting a lot of records on the garage. Got piles and piles of boxes of records on the garage that I've been trying to sort out, and there's not enough room to sort anything out. Because if you have a million boxes full of records, you try to sort them out, you need a place to put what you're sorting, and I don't have that. So I kind of put them in random piles, and I'm like, okay, I'll get this later, and blah, blah, blah. And somewhere last week, I found a Dick Rogers album that I didn't have, and I was like, ooh, I was looking for this one. It had some good songs on it, and it's never been in the house before. It's been stored out in the garage, and I was going to bring it in to play a song. And now I realize that, A, not only did I not bring it in, but I have no idea where I put it. So maybe for next week, but I make no promises. And I see we're already getting into the winding down minutes of the show here. I got to play our other commercial here quick. And then I do have a Dick Rogers record for us, as long as I am thinking about Dick Rogers' records. So hang on for a minute, Kay.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, now just because I lost track of a Dick Rogers album that I set aside somewhere when I was sorting out records last week, here's a nice Dick Rogers 45 anyway. This is the Country Boy Polka. Dick Rogers and his orchestra there, the Country Boy Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Maybe by next week I'll find that album that I found that I had set aside somewhere, and I have no idea where that sucker got sat down. You ever do that? You set something down because you're like saving it, or you want to bring it in, or you're in the basement or whatever. It's like, I'll grab that on the way out, then you forget, and then you don't know where you set it. And It's like it goes into the Twilight Zone, man. Well, I was originally thinking maybe two more songs, but the old clock on the wall is telling me that's not going to work out. But we had the Musicales doing, they had found beer in heaven. And then I just happened to grab a record out of the pile here, and I got Don Peachy in the orchestra. And they're kind of bummed out because their situation, there is no beer today. Don Peachy and the orchestra there. You can't buy beer on Sunday. I don't even remember what the rule is here in Minnesota anymore. I know you could, then you could, then you could. And I don't know what the deal is. But I guess, you know, if you can't buy beer on Sunday, get it on Saturday. I don't understand why that is so difficult. But that means the old clock on the wall says, roll the theme song and get out of here, bucko. So that's what I'm going to do. I got an M&M cookie ice cream sandwich waiting for me. I gotta get going.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Hoopa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studios in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.